Gregory. Nicky, of all people. What are you doing here?
The same as you, trying to enjoy myself.
A handsome rascal like yourself trying to. Why aren't you succeeding?
Because I haven't been able to meet her.
Her? Who?
The beautiful lady you were just dancing with.
Suzanne.
That's her name, Suzanne. Sounds just like her.
She's from America. Come, I'll introduce you. Suzanne, may I present His Highness Prince Nicky Bolotsky? Miss Ashley, Nicky.
Your Highness, I'm honored.
You are mistaken. It is I who am honored.
Today's radio play, Grand Passion, is based on a most interesting story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
Are you comfortable in the gondola, Suzanne?
You always make me comfortable, Nicky, when I'm with you.
That is my ambition.
I'll bet that's what you tell all the girls.
Oh, no, I do not. Have you seen me with any other girl but you here in Venice?
That's not a fair question, Nicky.
Why not?
Well, in the first place, it isn't likely you'd take any other girl where I might see you. And in the second, you've been with me every day and every evening.
You see? What did I tell you? I do not tell that to all the other girls.
You win, Prince Nicky.
What did I ask you?
I'm sorry, Nicky, but the prince just slipped out.
Why do you Americans have to use our titles all the time? Can we not be your friends like your inseparable American Tom, Dick, and Harry?
Well, believe it or not, Nicky, but I've lived in New York all my life, and I've never met Tom, Dick, or Harry.
That's so. It does not seem possible.
Well, you see, back home, none of the boys in our crowd have titles. It's rather exciting to go around with somebody who has royal blood and honest-to-goodness titles. That's why we like to use it so much.
Very well, then. I give you permission to address me with formality on Sunday afternoon between the hours of 4 to 6 only.
Nicky, if it wouldn't endanger the balance of this gondola, I'd make you a curtsy for that. Oh, listen.
Coming from that house yonder.
Lovely. Can't we just drift around a few minutes in this heavenly music and listen to it?
Why, of course. Gondoliere. I keep us drifting within range of that music. Yes, it is.
Oh, what a beautiful moon. Look, Nicky.
I can only look at you through that.
Nicky.
If I could sing, I would follow the lovely melody with the lovely words. Just for you.
You're sweet, Nicky.
You are mistaken. It is you who are sweet. Ever since the night Gregory introduced us at the carnival.
Bless Gregory.
Amen to that. It has been on my lips to tell you what has been in my heart.
Nicky, you mean...
Suzanne, I love you. I adore you.
Say that again.
I love you. I adore you.
Oh, Nicky.
Promise to marry me and you will make me the happiest man in the world.
And if I do, what will that make me?
Princess Suzanne.
Princess.
And the happiest woman in the world, I hope.
I promise.
Suzanne, my darling.
My prince.
I tell you, Tito, she is exquisite. She is an angel.
I am sure of it, Nicky. But
beauty, charm, grace, intelligence, wit, humor, passion.
The woman of all women, I have no doubt. But, Nicky...
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Am I sure I am in love with her?
No, Nicky.
I am sure, Tito. This is the grand passion of my life. The others, they were interludes. This is the great love of my life.
I am glad to hear it, Nicky. You know I am. But
you think I am too young to settle down?
Oh, if you had asked me 6 months ago, I would have said yes.
Now it is different. I am in love with the most wonderful woman in the world. Now I am ready to settle down.
Will you please settle down in this chair for a minute?
Does my pacing annoy you, my dear brother? I'm sorry, I will sit down. I can discuss Suzanne sitting down just as well as standing up. Now, there. Where was I?
You were ready to settle down.
Thank you, Tito. I still am.
Nicky, from now on, you will have to settle down.
I know it. No more charming supper parties with leading ladies from the stage. No more stag banks.
Nicky?
I shall devote myself entirely to my Suzanne.
How much money have you left from your allowance?
Tito, why must you be so material and practical at a moment like this? I come in from becoming a fiancé to the most glorious creature in Venice, in Italy, in the world. And you ask me how much money I have left from my allowance.
Yes. You see, Nicky...
I'll answer. Suzanne has probably been thinking of me and has sent me a good night note.
Wait, Nicky. It's more likely...
Good evening, Your Highness. I am Signor Saluzzi.
Signor Saluzzi?
I am the manager of this hotel.
The manager? Oh, yes. You wish to know if my brother and I are comfortable. Yes, we are very comfortable. Grazie, mil grazie.
Your Highness, do not understand. I am not interested in the comfort of Your Highness.
What?
But in when Your Highness intend to pay your consort, your bills.
I was afraid of this. What does this mean, Tito? Why didn't you tell me?
That's what I was trying to tell you when you came in. But you didn't give me a chance.
Why hasn't the bill been paid?
I was counting on our next month's allowance.
Of course, that will take care of it. Next week, our allowance will arrive, Signor Saluzzi. We'll pay you then.
I cannot extend credit any longer.
Not until our allowance arrives?
I beg Your Highness's pardon. But from what I have heard, I doubt very much if your next month's allowance will ever arrive.
Why, you insolent...
Oh, wait, Nicky. The Signor is right.
What? Tito, are you mad?
No. This afternoon, I received a wire from Mother saying her finances have been wiped out.
What?
Yes, evidently the Signor has been advised of the message.
Si.
No more money? What are we to do?
There is but one thing left for us to do.
Oh, Your Highnesses, I beg of you, think of the reputation of my hotel. Do not kill yourselves here.
Kill ourselves? Signor, you misunderstand. My brother and I shall not kill ourselves.
No?
No. We shall go to work to earn the money for our bills.
What is the matter, my darling? Why are you so cold to me this evening when last night we plighted our troth?
Why shouldn't I be cold after the way you've treated me?
What do you mean, Susan?
For 3 weeks, you're never out of my sight, showering me with attention. Last night, you proposed to me. Tonight, you haven't danced with me even once.
Susan, I...
You've danced with all the old ladies in the hotel, and you've let me sit here at my table here. Why? Why? What's happened to cause my company to be so distasteful?
It isn't, Susan. Believe me, it isn't.
I don't see. That's just the point.
Well, I was just about to tell something to you. But it seems to me that...
Good evening, Signorina. Oh. Signor Velasco, that lady over there wishes a dance with you.
At once, Signor. Please excuse me a few moments, Suzanne.
If you leave me now, you needn't come back, Nicky.
Suzanne.
Just because the manager tells you another old lady wants to dance with you, you'll dash away and leave me alone. Very well. Go away. I don't want to see you again.
Signorina does not understand. Signor Velasco is not leaving at his own volition. He must do so.
Must? Why?
Saluzzi.
He is employed by me to dance with any guests who may desire his services.
A gigolo.
No. Merely a professional dancing partner. You see, my darling, we owe Signor Saluzzi a sum of money which we are unable to pay.
I suppose you mean you and your wife.
No, my brother. I am not married to
that. I'm beginning to doubt that you're really a prince.
I am a prince, Suzanne. Tell her, Saluzzi.
Signor Volanti is speaking the truth, Signorina. Despite his financial embarrassments, he is a real prince. I am sorry, Signor, but I must ask you to go and dance with the lady at once.
Yes. Go, Nicky. You mustn't keep your customer waiting. If the price isn't too high, perhaps I'll buy you for the next dance.
No, I won't go through with this. It is too degrading. I will earn the money some other way.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying, Nicky?
Oh, you, Tito.
You don't know any trade or any profession.
That makes no difference, Tito. Signor Saluzzi, you have the word of a Velasco. I shall make good our debt. Kindly release me from your employ.
On one condition.
And that is?
That you, Signor Tito, give me your word to continue in his job until the debt is paid.
I do. I will stay here.
Very well. You are no longer working for me, Signor Nicky. Signorina? Signore?
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do, Nicky?
I have always been able to drive my own car. I shall become a racing driver. I'll win the grand race and we can pay our debt.
You could never win the grand race.
I shall leave at once to gain experience for it. And I shan't come back until I do win it.
Bravo. Bravissimo.
Thank you. Suzanne, this is my brother, Tito.
I am very happy to know you.
Take care of her for me while I am away.
Almost time for the race, Suzanne. Shall I turn on the radio?
I don't care. I shan't be able to understand it anyway. The announcers speak too fast for me, Tito.
They'll probably be sending it shortwave to England. I'll see if we can't get it in English for you. Here we are.
They're off for a flying start. Number 72, Vittorio Fugazzi takes the lead, closely followed by number 33, Jack Dubois, number 65, Hans Muller, and number 26, Rodrigo Lopez.
Nicky doesn't seem to be in the running.
Just like last year.
Yes.
At the end of the first lap, Vittorio Fugazzi still holds the lead. But number 32, Jack Dubois, seems to be having trouble. His motor's coughing and he's heading for the pit. Another car coming out of the bunch and creeping into leading position. I can't quite see who it is.
Nicky?
Wait.
It's number 24, driven by Eddie Morphy, the American driver in the Grand Race.
No sign of Nicky yet.
No. Isn't he a very good driver?
He isn't in an ordinary car. Perhaps he'll be a good race driver, always
now speeding. Now, Hans Muller, number 65, is dropping behind. The others are creeping up on Fugazzi, who is still holding the lead. There's another car coming out from the back. Number 33, driven by Nicky Volovsky.
Nicky!
Well, what do you know?
I wonder if that can be Prince Nicky, whose family fortune blew up a year or so ago.
You attend to the race. Never mind the social item.
Oh, that won't do any good, Tito. He can't hear you.
Number 33 is certainly stepping ahead now. Volovsky is giving Fugazzi a race for his money.
Suppose he wins, Tito.
He'll be coming home, Suzanne.
This race is between 72 and 33, Fugazzi and Volovsky. And how those drivers are pushing their cars around this track. Number 33 has taken the lead. And is keeping it. If he can hold it down the stretch, he'll win the grand race. Number 33 wins. The race was won by Nicky Volovsky, driving a super special.
Nicky will be coming back, Suzanne.
Yes. You'll tell him about us.
Of course, my dear. Nicky, there's something I must tell you.
And I've got something to tell you, Tito. While I...
You must listen to me, Nicky.
I will, but don't...
There isn't going to be easy to say or to hear.
Nicky, Tito, Mother's...
Oh, no, no, Mother's all right.
Oh, then everything is all right, whatever it is.
Nicky, you have been away over a year.
Yes.
And during that time, Suzanne and I...
Tito, love each other?
Yes, and we are married.
You and Suzanne are married?
Yes. I didn't set out to steal her from you, Nicky. But as the days passed, I found myself falling deeper and deeper in love with her. And she with me. You never wrote her.
I know, I know. Well, that's all right, Tito. I wish you both all the happiness in the world.
Nicky, you're not angry?
Angry? Why should I be? You see, what I wanted to tell you was that while I've been away, I have met the great love of my life. My grand passion. She's the most wonderful woman in the world.
Nicky!
Next. To Suzanne, of course, my dear Tito.
The dramatization you've just heard was suggested by one of the many amusing and interesting stories to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer, who has a message of interest to all of you.